This is an All Ears English Podcast bonus episode. Guess who's joining us in Boston? Plus, how to get a local experience when you visit the U.S. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get the newest special announcement about our Boston adventure in August. Find out who you will get to meet if you are one of the 8 lucky listeners in Boston. Plus, learn how to get a local, not a tourist experience in both Boston and New York.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am doing great because we have an exciting announcement to make today for our listeners that are coming on our Boston adventures in August, something we have not been clear on until now, but now we are. So what is that exciting announcement, Michelle?
Well, the exciting announcement is that I am going to be able to attend.
That's going to be
so cool. I'll be there.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So for our listeners, our 8 lucky listeners that are joining us in Boston in August, you are going to get to meet Michelle now as well. Up until now, we have been trying to work out scheduling issues to get her here for that weekend. And now it's confirmed. So excited that, you know, our listeners, you guys are going to get to meet both of us and we are going to enjoy Boston. Michelle, have you ever been to Boston?
I've been there a couple times, but a while ago, and I'm excited to actually go because I feel like I'm going to learn a lot because you're the Boston girl and, so I feel like I'll get to see it through different eyes, like more like through like a local's eyes.
Exactly. So hopefully that is our goal, right? To see Boston through a local's eyes. And when I was talking to some listeners this week, as we did some video interviews, some Skype interviews, that's what they told me, that they wanted to see Boston from a local's perspective. Where do the local people go, right? Mm. I think this is a problem when we try to visit a new city. Sometimes we end up, you know, in a place that's more touristy, surrounded by tourists.
Right.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, sure. Especially, I mean, if I'm going somewhere that I haven't been there before and I don't know anyone there, you know, sometimes it can be hard. Like, where do the locals go? I want to go there.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to be able to show you guys in Boston, right? So cool. But I feel like this happens in New York too. I mean, what would you think is the most touristy place in New York?
Well, yeah, it's got to be Times Square, right? I mean, gosh, it's so touristy. I never go there.
Is that true? I mean, so Times Square is what you think of when you think of the movies.
Yeah.
It's our image of New York. But do locals actually go there, Michelle, on a daily, on a regular basis, like to eat, to go out?
No. And before I moved to New York, I also had that idea of like, I remember thinking when I was a little girl, because it was my dream to live in New York. And I remember thinking, I want to live in Times Square. I'm like, now I'm like, yeah. No, I would not like to live in Times Square. No, it's not. I mean, guys, it's really Times Square. It's amazing to see because of the lights and everything, but it's definitely, I wouldn't call it the most local place in New York.
Oh my gosh. So that's what today's episode is about, guys. Even if you're not coming on our trip, we hope you are. But even if you're not, today we're going to show you some alternatives in New York and Boston, other things you can do to get out of the tourist path. I mean, I guess you have to do the obligatory kind of stroll through Times Square, right? To say you've been in New York. But to spend a lot of time there just means you're spending a lot of money on probably a bad hamburger. And, you know, you're spending too much money and doing things that are just keeping you in this bubble of tourists, yeah. Right? Yeah. And tour guides. Yeah. So let's throw out an alternative for our listeners of where they could go if they want a real New York experience, where the locals hang out. They want to just sit and watch locals living their life in New York.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So if you you have Times Square, but there's another square in New York.
Yeah, it's another square.
It's Union Square. And I remember, when I first moved to New York, I remember somebody saying to me, Union Square is like Times Square for New Yorkers. And yes. I think that's true. I mean, I think that, you know, tourists, I think the secret's out a little bit. And I think tourists get there.
Secret's out.
Yeah, but not, it's not at all like Times Square. I mean, it can be crowded, but it's definitely more local. I'm there very frequently, very frequently. And I think that that's a place that a lot of local, New Yorkers, they want to hang out there.
Exactly. I mean, when I lived there, that was where I would meet my friends because it's pretty central, even though it's downtown, right? It's at 14th Street. It's easy to access from Brooklyn and I suppose relatively easy from Queens. And it's kind of where, you have NYU down there, right? You have the East Village close and the West Village, the Village, the Greenwich Village. You're just very accessible. What else do you like about Union Square, Michelle?
I love they have really good restaurants. There's good shopping. Let's see. Gosh, just everything. It is one. I will say that it's one of my favorite places. If I'm thinking of like, oh, where am I going to hang out this weekend? It's very likely that that will be one of the top places.
Yeah. I like that you it kind of has a sense of like a bohemian feel to it. Would you agree? Like you have artists kind of sometimes selling their stuff out on the corner.
Sure.
You have a farmer's market on the weekends, I think. You have like musicians or performers, like street performers, but not in the touristy sense, right? More in the like the local like grunge type sense, like on the street, just like kind of playing for music.
I love looking at all the work from the artists. That's really fun to watch. Yeah, and the farmer's market for sure. I love farmer's markets.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I know. I remember when we were building our course, The Secrets of the Connected Communicator, I went to New York to interview a few people and we did one of the interviews right in Union Square. Oh. And you could just, it was a night interview under the light and we were standing right there in the square with, you know, that famous timer that nobody knows what it's for.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So that was right behind Hassan was his name, the guy I was interviewing. He was an actor in New York and really pushing himself to succeed. And I just felt the energy of New York in that moment. It made me miss New York, miss living there.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like there's no place like this in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And so you definitely feel the energy of New York in Union Square. It's just a slightly different energy from Times Square. I feel like Times Square to me is a very commercial type energy. You know what I mean? Like all the ads, you see like the Gap photos of the models and things.
Yeah. Yeah. Times Square is definitely, the thing is you can barely walk there. It's so crowded. So, I mean, it is beautiful, but it is very commercialized. And it's typical, like the scene of New York that I think everyone thinks of in their head when they think of New York, except for New Yorkers.
Except for New Yorkers. That's the only problem, right?
right. Exactly. So it's Union Square is a special place. And I can tell you from a New Yorker's point of view that I do go there. It's definitely local. I know tons of people who go there who live in New York. So that's a good spot to go.
I love that. So just go get yourself like, you know, a coffee and sit down on the steps of Union Square of the park right there and just kind of watch locals. You also see sometimes like break dancers sometimes, or we used to at least back when I lived there a long time ago. You still see that now, like break dancers kind of dancing around at night?
I think so. I mean, I may not have seen too many of them. I feel like I also see like a lot of that stuff in Washington Square Park.
Yeah, that's another one. So once you're in Union Square, guys, you know, you can get down to Washington Square Park. So I suppose if you're in Times Square, how can you get down to Union Square? The N train, is that the best way that our listeners, if they want to take a, just veer their direction towards a less touristy place?
Is it the N train? Yeah, I think you could take a lot of trains from, would go there, but, I'm trying to think of what goes down there, but my brain is,
That's okay.
Yeah.
You guys can pick up a subway map. So that's okay. So that's New York. But now let's talk about Boston, because this summer we're going to be in Boston. It's a smaller city. It's refreshingly smaller than New York. So, you know, we can breathe the fresh air a bit more and relax. You know, that's one thing I noticed when I moved here from New York. I felt like, at first I was let down because I thought, oh, it's so small. It feels so like, so small, but I feel more relaxed here in general, you know?
Yeah.
So like, what would be the equivalent in Boston, Michelle? Any idea of what the very touristy thing would be to do in Boston?
Well, let's see. What would be the touristy thing to do in Boston?
Something like, for example, like the Swan Boats, right?
Oh, yeah. Swan Boats and the Public Garden, right?
Yeah. Now the Public Garden is gorgeous. Like I love it. I think it's so pretty, but I don't know if I would recommend the Swan Boats because I would imagine it's kind of expensive, but you can walk through the Public Garden, guys, and just enjoy it. It's gorgeous with all the tulips. Awesome place to go. But maybe there's an alternative, you know, something we can do instead of this kind of touristy activity. What would that be, Michelle?
I think that it would be to, kayak on the Charles River, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, just rent a kayak. So if we want to do something that locals do, maybe chat with some local people, we could rent a kayak and take it out on the river, guys, during the day or even in the early evening. And you can get an incredible view of Cambridge and Boston. So cool.
That's great. Oh, I would love to check that out.
Yeah. And then, or you could join like a running meetup. If you're into jogging, running, you can join a meetup where they go and they run along the Esplanade. God, the sunset that you see there in the summer is incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Exactly. I can't wait.
Yeah. We're so excited that you're coming with us this summer, Michelle, in Boston. And so, Michelle, why did we talk about this today in today's episode, this idea of local versus touristy?
Okay, because this is what we're focused on, guys. So when you come to Boston this summer, the people who come, you know, we're kind of trying to create these local experiences for our listeners, right? So these very natural experiences.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so some of the things that we're going to do with our 8 lucky listeners, we're going to a Red Sox game. You guys already know that. We're going to try to have a barbecue on Sunday. We're going to have an informal happy hour the Thursday night before we start. And we're going to visit other local spots that we're not going to announce all of them yet, right? You guys are going to have to come here to find out exactly where we're going to go, right? We got to leave some mystery here.
That's right. Oh, that's awesome. Guys, it's going to be so much fun.
Yes, but one key thing. What's the important thing for our listeners to know about this week, Michelle?
If you want to come with us, this is the absolute last week, right, guys?
Yes.
So if you haven't applied yet, especially if you haven't sent in a video, you got to do it now because July 7th is the deadline.
The deadline. Exactly, guys. So a lot of you filled out an application, but you didn't send in your video intro. And I know it's not easy. I know that it can be scary, but guys, connection, not perfection. Okay. The only way to get on this trip is to first of all, submit that video introduction. So we want to see you on camera. We want to hear your level and we just want to see your interest in coming here. Okay. So go to allearsenglish.com/Boston, complete your application or send in your video introduction if you haven't done it yet. And hopefully you'll get an interview with one of us. Okay, guys?
Okay, all right. Great. Well, we will see you there.
See you in Boston, Michelle.
Okay, see you soon. Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.